Blog Talk Radio.
O'clock right now. Get ready for the Fernando Poniendo show. I need a jingle. I need a radio jingle that is really, you know, cool radio jingle. It's August 11th, this Tuesday. I do apologize, I didn't do the radio show last night. So for you guys that waited for me last night, I do apologize, but hey, that is the past. Tonight's the night. It's Tuesday. That is very, very rare occasions that I do a radio show on Tuesday, but however, I'm here. We got a lot of some things to talk about, a lot and so much, yes. Mainly we're going to be talking about some news and cool news, and we'll get your opinion. We'll open up the chat room also, and hold on just a second. See, I'm always late on that, because it didn't work for the last time. But it's going to work here in a minute, so give us a call, 347-884-8125. That is the number you got to call to talk to me, to talk to things we're going to be talking about. We're going to be talking about, actually, what GM is actually... They're in a desperate mode. I don't know if they got this money from stimulus package and all that. It'll help. Nah, I don't know if it's a stimulus package, but a help from the government bailout. But actually, they are planning to sell cars on eBay. So we can talk about that. eBay's probably going to get some money on that one. I guarantee you on that one. All right. I was going to talk about Miley Cyrus, but nope. Not today. Maybe someday we'll get to talk about her stuff. But Illinois man faces 6 months in jail for yawning. This happened in Joliet, Illinois. Weird things happening in Joliet. So apparently you can't yawn in Joliet. We'll find out and get into the details on that later on. So come talk to me. Actually, we're going to be talking about it here. Actually, this is happening now here in America. An Ohio teenager actually said she ran away from home to go to Florida because her family threatened her killer for converting from Islam to Christianity. We're going to find out what is up with that. There's actually local media reported in Ohio. So a Muslim teen who converted to Christianity says family would kill her or threaten to kill her. We will talk about that. We will get on the topic on that. And actually, Wisconsin girl, it's happening here in Wisconsin, 13, actually 13 only, charged with fatal stabbing over what? Over milk. Yeah, apparently milk's good. We'll talk about that and some odd news and weird news that, you know, weird news. You come here on the Fernando Poniendo show, we'll talk about that. Things going on tonight, actually, there is a meteor shower tonight, that's on my memo, meteor shower 2009, the best thing to watch that is outside, I don't know, maybe outside, maybe you should be able to see it, go on the rooftop, you know, and watch them. This best thing to do is not on television, so it might not be in television, it's actually Twitter, you can follow it live on Twitter. So some of the party and actually holding a meteor star party on Twitter, so I don't know how they're going to do that, but yeah, go on Twitter tonight, type in maybe meteor shower or per se meteor shower 2009, that's P-E-R-S-E-I-D, meteor shower, you're going to be able to find that. I don't know what's going on, I'm not going to go, because I got things to do. Meteor shower, I've seen it, done that. So, and also, man convicted of groping Minnie Mouse in Orlando, Florida. I don't know. What's the deal with that? What's up with that? We'll get into that and talk about that. We'll see what's going on. On the travel news, a Dearborn, Michigan man was hit by a piece of metal that fell from the airplane. That's not a travel news. What the heck is this? Anyway, then we'll talk about that. Also, have you heard about this Cancun, if you guys are heading to Cancun? Some of the beaches over there closed after Mexican police accused of hotel owners of stealing the sand. Apparently, they are stealing sand. I don't know from where, but we'll see what's going on in Mexico. Yes, we'll talk about the courtroom, the guy that yawned. So, all right, Oregon man, actually burglary of suspect caught. Yeah, he's actually caught in victim's underwear. We'll talk about that also. A lot of stupid things I want to talk about here. Speaking of stupid, inmate actually hid a gun in his fat, roll of fat. Because apparently he's too big. You know, he's like overweight, and he's actually hiding guns underneath his rolls. Yeah, I thought it was pretty funny, but we'll talk about that. We'll talk about that one, and we'll, first thing first, we will get 601 on the phone straight from the Mississippi River. I think this is Winston Pitt.
Yes.
You believe me? How are you going? Long time no talk, man.
I know, seriously, we haven't talked like in a couple of minutes.
I can't get my chat room to come up, so.
Best thing to do.
Right,
I know this sounds difficult to you, but no, seriously, I had the same thing as sand. It's connecting. You keep doing it, keep doing it. If you keep exiting it out of it, and this might take maybe, if you do a commercial break and keep doing it, it will work. But I'm not advising you to do a commercial break, you know.
Yeah.
But it would eventually, you know, just that period of time, it would work.
Yeah, I don't have. Oh, there we go. It's loading now. It's 95% now, so. It's loading, my friend, and it's connecting. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. We're going to be in a chat room in a couple of minutes. As soon as the blocktalkradio.com figures out that I'm not in premium.
Yeah.
Right on. Hold on a second. Maybe connecting. Still connecting. See, just doing that.
Oh, yes, that's nice. Keep doing that.
Yeah. Oh, all right. We'll move on, though. I'm not going to wait for that, you know. See the Fernando Poniani show. We'll move on without the chat room. We'll move on. So, GM actually planning to sell cars on eBay. What
wow.
Say you, man?
Well,
let me read some of the news in here, and then we'll move on to that. And actually, GM, General Motors, and eBay Incorporated announced Monday that hundreds of the automakers' California dealers will let consumers haggle over the price of new cars and trucks through the online marketplace as part of a previously disclosed trial. I don't know. GM must be paying eBay for undisclosed, you know, amount of money up in the moolah. So about 225 of California's 250 GM dealers are set to take part in the program, which will begin on Tuesday. They will be selling Buick, Chevrolet, GMC, and Pontiac vehicles on co-branded websites through eBay. You know, the eBay Motors. Online auto marketplace, eBay Motors, and then they'll do that until September 8th. The cars will also be searchable through eBay Motors and eBay main site.
Wow.
What say you? You think smart move or bad move by both parties?
Wow.
What do you think?
Well, are they cheaper?
Yeah. Yeah, it's actually buy it now. It's not going to get so I don't think it's going to be cheap. I think I don't think it's going to be any cheaper. I have not seen a price or anything yet. Don't quote me on that, but I don't think it's going to be any cheaper. And
oh,
you
no.
will have to pay for shipping, you know.
Seriously.
Yeah.
So, actually, they're getting more. Actually, it's kind of, for them, it's a good deal. But as you said, shipping, and also, you have to think about more traffic because you know how many users use eBay every day. I mean, millions of people use eBay every day, and, you know, they
run across. But not to buy cars.
But they run across it. I mean, if they run across a GM truck, need 2009 GM truck, you know, they're not going to sit there. I don't want that. I'm going to keep on showing down.
this is just in California for now. They would have, I don't know, I mean, it could be nationwide if there's some going, if things, you know, if everything's going smooth. I mean, a GM went, I mean, bankrupt, government had to bail them out, right? Is that what's going on?
And,
So they are like, you know, they're this is, to me, that's just my opinion. You know, I think this is a desperate move, you know, to get ahead of, the trend by the GM. You know what I mean? I mean, they would have to give away some sort of, package or better be a good thing than just going to the lot. You know what I mean? Let's say maybe it comes with, I don't know, maybe Pimp My Car stuff. You know what I mean? I don't know. I mean, this is like one of those. It's a tryout. I don't know. I don't even know if it's going to take effect, or I mean, it's going to be full blown. But you can go to gm.ebay.com or chevy.ebay.com. You can actually browse a new 2008 and 2009 vehicles. I mean, doesn't that GM and all that Chevy and do they have they have their own website, right? You can purchase stuff.
Yeah, I don't know about that. You might purchase truck from their website. I'm not sure.
But
out.
Yeah, I think they're just doing this just to get the market share of eBay buyers. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because that's a lot of traffic. Like I said, close to maybe even more than a million a day, there's a lot of people that, that's like, wow. That's a desperate move saying, I need more money, so I'm going to get more traffic. So I need to go to one of the biggest, websites possible that everybody goes to look for cheap stuff. What better place to eBay? And also, you have to think about that if that was the only choice. Because, eBay could have said, if we got GM and all these companies to support us, I wonder how much more traffic that we can get.
Right, exactly. I mean, this is the thing that, I think, reaching out to the people that buy things online, not just people that go to the lot and, pick the colors and stuff. I think it's just people that goes online. Because, online buyers, like internets and stuff, all this in general, is just still in infancy. It means you haven't seen anything yet. I mean, you think that internet and all that stuff, it's in full blown. No, it's not yet. It's just the beginning. You're gonna see in 10 years that I don't know if you follow anything like that on what do you call that, high tech TV or something like that, tech TV. Yeah, they're thinking about things on what the internet can do, especially when everyone's, you have high speed, correct?
Yeah, I have high speed internet.
Yeah, have you heard of the fiber optic internet connection?
Come again.
Fiber optic.
Fiber optic. Yeah. What does that mean? Please elaborate.
It means a real time, internet connection, no lagging. Just instant, just like, let's say we're doing like a video conferencing or anything like that, and let's say the other person individual is over in China, it's just like face to face. When I wave at you, it's like the right time I wave at you. Now there's like about 5 seconds to 10 seconds lag. You know what I mean? There's lag. It's like, let's say we're video conferencing. If I wave at you, 5 seconds later, you're going to see me wave. Well, this is the companies, actually. Now, I don't know that offhand, but I think it's going to be, it's going to be a major company, actually, that's doing that.
Wow. That's a lot of money.
It's just like, you know, back in, it's like TV back in the day. It costs a lot of money, and all of a sudden, you know, you can get TV, and they're still buying TV.
Seriously?
You know, think about it, everyone that you know has TV, right? Do you know anyone that doesn't have TV?
I know one person that had no TV.
Okay, like, what is that, 1% out of your...
Yeah.
You think about it, you go to, like, Best Buy or Walmart, even like that, they're still selling TV.
Well, yeah, big business, you know. Everybody's TV is going down, you know. That's what they're exactly. We talked about one show. They're making TVs, you know, crappier so they can get more money. So you have to say, I need a new TV because mine just broke, you know, more money.
Yeah, exactly. So they just like computer, they keep upgrading it, you know.
Exactly.
That's the thing. But anyway, we got, time's the essence here, so we're going to get moving. We got a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, seriously.
Illinois man, you know, hear this out. Illinois man faces 6 months in jail for yawning. it happens in Joliet, Illinois, actually. It says, a 33-year-old man is facing 6 months in jail for yawning in Will County Judge Daniel Rozak's court last month. The disturbance happened in Clinton Williams' cousin, Jason Mayfield, was being sentenced for a drug charge on July 23rd. So, prosecutor who was in the courtroom described the offending yawn as a very loud and boisterous attempt to disrupt the proceedings. So, yeah, so he's actually in the courtroom, you know, for his drug related, and is actually what he did was just like yawned in the courtroom, and the prosecutor who was in, you know, in the courtroom described the offending as, you know, very loud. You know how, like, sometimes people were like, you know, like
Chewbacca.
Yeah, like a dying giraffe, you know. You know, it's like,
I've never heard one before.
Do you have to be really yawned up, you know?
Seriously.
Some people like that, they want to be, you know, they want to be heard, you know.
They
want to
be key. I'm paying them.
Yeah. Right, so they slapped him with, actually, you know, 6 months in jail for disrupting. So that's what's behind that. So it's not like this guy just, like, randomly yawned. Actually, this is, no, that's not what happened. So, I mean, what do you think, man? If the judge actually slapped him with a 6 months in, you know, in jail just for yawning? I mean, they were in the courtroom, you know, I don't know if the guy is part of the whole scenario there, but they slapped him with a 6 months in jail. So, what do you think? What are you saying?
If I was flat with that, I would have done a lot more than a yawn. I tell you that. Because that's just ridiculous from the standpoint that if my body needs to do a natural reaction or action, I think I have the right to do that. You know?
Right.
So if I need a yawn, I think I can yawn as an American.
All right. Take this, though. How do you yawn? Give me an example of, like, in a typical, you know, situation that you're tired and you need to yawn. Okay.
All right.
You just, like that. Oh, cover your mouth, right? Yeah, sometimes I cover my mouth. No, this one was described as a very loud, boisterous attempt to disrupt the proceedings of the hearing, actually.
Yeah.
So I agree with the judge. I mean, I think, you know, I mean, this is, I think, I think this is, you know, anyone just like, you know, when you're in court and during a hearing, you are, you know, informed that not to disrupt anything, you know, or you will be slapped with, you know, whether it be a very loud yawn or a sneeze I think the judge has made the right decision on this. I believe that if it was like a disruption, actually that stopped the hearing, or it would, you know, someone's like trying to speak and it just suddenly just stopped by that boisterous yawn. You're like, you know, you're trying to say something and you're someone in the audience goes, oh, I'm so tired, A couple of years ago, I was in a movie theater. There was like a guy that yawned like that. I'm like, why do you have to yawn like that?
Yeah.
I don't get that. Is yawning supposed to be meant to be like this, this person?
Sir, are you dying? I saw
you. Yeah,
you're
like,
dying.
Hey, do you have a, did you like swallow a giraffe or something? Because it's, you're disrupting, the movie.
If I swallowed a giraffe, I still would have made that big of a sound.
Right. You giraffe dying in your belly. Hey, do you have a giraffe dying in your belly? Yes, I do. Because it sounds like it. Oh, man.
You can hear it.
Yeah, you can hear it. Like, bree, bree, bree. Well, let's get Don in here. What take you, man? How loud do you really yawn, Don?
I don't know. I really yawn that loud.
No?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you. So give us an example of you yawning right now.
There you go. I just gave you an example. Do you hear me?
No. Hey. Okay, wait a minute. One, when I count to three, one, two, three. Did you do it?
Did you hear me?
No, there was no sound. So that's how you yawn?
Honestly, right before you asked me to give you an example, I already yawned. I just yawned. And so.
Oh, man, this guy must have been, really disrupted to hearing because he slapped, six months. 6 months in jail for yawning in the courtroom.
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, I see that the judge trying to make a point, so I hope that gets across in the news a lot so people, learn.
Mm-hmm.
But, at the same time, it's expensive to help, have people in the jail.
Right.
Like you made a good point that he made a good call, so let's just stick with it. He made a good call and hopefully people will learn from that.
Well, you would be held you'd be held in contempt when you disrupt things in jail. I mean not in jail, in hearing, in a courtroom.
You don't get slapped in jail.
You'd be slapped right in jail. If you yawn in jail you'd be in a so let's move on, shall we?
Again.
Yeah, you did? Well, can't. Well, it must be one of those. What do you call that? Like a ladylike yawn, like that.
Sorry for interrupting you.
That's all right. But right now we're gonna get into that moldy news. Actually, this is what happened in Ohio. A teenager says she ran away from home to Florida because her family threatened to kill her from converting from Islam to Christianity. Rivka Berry, a 17-year-old, testified Monday at the custody hearing in Orlando that she's recently changed religion and is worried her relatives will do something drastic, according to her. They said, quote, they have to kill me because I'm Christian. And that's, it's an honor to see you in Islamic, things.
Wow.
That's what the girl says. Such threats are common even in the United States, attorney Rosa Gonzalez told the news. She says her life is in danger and she could be killed in honor of killing, unquote. Gonzalez, the attorney, the lawyer of the 17-year-old girl, said, that's actually after the hearing, which was held because the teenager's parents are trying to regain custody of her. Rivka, a non-citizen whose parents are from Sri Lanka, has for several weeks been staying with an Orlando couple who are pastor of a new Christian church there. She met them on a Facebook prayer group.
Healing.
Her father denied his daughter's allegations to the NBC4 in Orlando, saying he never threatened to kill his daughter because she rejected Islam. He was in Florida for a court hearing, but was reportedly traveling back to Ohio. Tuesday. The Florida Department of Children and Family currently has custody of her, but ultimately Ohio authorities will decide where the teen should live. You know who's going to interrupt in this? And I can guarantee you they will.
What did you say?
I say, do you know who's going to interrupt in this? And I can guarantee you who will. I mean, they will.
Cool.
It's the Islamic, what do you call that? What's that?
C-A-R-I.
Yeah, C-A-R-I. C-A-R, C-A-I-R, the, you know, the Islamic thing, you know?
Yeah.
That, whatever. Google it, C-A-I-R, Museum. And also maybe ACLU.
Cool.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it will probably interrupt on that. But anyway, yeah. So what's going on with you, Winston? You know, she met those people in the Facebook prayer thing, Facebook group prayer. You know, she met them, and this is there she's staying over there right now. Now she's terrified that, you know, the family, her family will kill her. I mean, it's right. It's in the Quran. It's an honor to, you know, they would actually, you know, it's an honor for them. And you've seen them in the news. I mean, people are getting killed because they switched, you know, from Islam to Christianity. So what say you, Winston Pitt?
I don't know. That
comment?
Well, I understand where they're coming from, and I try to respect everybody's religion because I don't say, oh, no, you know, I don't try to, you know. But from the standpoint, that's her right to do that.
Should she, like, the question is, like, you know, she's only 17, and in the United States, you know, here in the United States, 17 is a minor, and then you have, you know, she would have to go back to her parents, and what do you think? Do you think she should go back to her parents?
Yes, because for one thing, if they're actually that psychotic and would kill her like that, they would have done it a long time ago.
Right.
So I don't think they're that psychotic. Right. I mean, at this point.
So I think, you know, from my, I agree with you on that one. And she should go back to her parents. And I think, you know, and the government or whatever, you know, the cops or whoever's watching them should really pay attention if they're going to take her out of the country, you know, or anything. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
Then when she's 18, so, you know, about a year from now, I don't know, when she's turning 18, she can just more, you know, free to leave anywhere, you know, go anywhere. You know what I mean? Don, do you think, who do you think should interfere? I mean, do you think, you know, the, whatever, the cause or child services, whatever, should interfere?
Well,
I mean, there's nothing really, and it is just her, you know, her statement versus, you know, parents' statement.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't know necessarily, like, I had a comment for the other question.
Okay.
So I was saying, like, well, you're supposed to obey your parents, and
mm-hmm.
if you're a Christian, you have to be willing to die for your faith. So I would say she should go back, and I was going to ask you what you thought about that. I would say she should go back. And when you say when she gets 18, then I started thinking about, you said when she's 18, but you still have to obey your parents. And at what age do you stop obeying them? Like, when you get married? Like, you know, I mean, you still have to respect them even if you're married, but, you know.
Well, there's a difference. There's a difference between respecting them and, you know. And
it says, honor thy father and mother, and then it says, children, obey your parents in the Lord. You know, so
mm-hmm.
that's where I, and, like, you know, those are two, like, three verses I would be coming from, you know, about saying go back and be willing and trusting God, that God will use your faith, and if you have to die, then, you know, Jesus died for people too, you know. I mean, you're
yeah.
not, like, nobody's Jesus, but a Christian, like, should be willing to die for their faith in order to show an example, you know what I mean, of Christ's love, you know, and that maybe her parents won't get saved right away, but maybe they'll, like, think about how much peace that she had when she was dying for her faith. If they do end up killing her, they eventually they may come to the realization that, wow, Christianity does offer peace, you know. So,
yeah.
And
are we talking about Muslims here? Or Islamic?
Muslim, Islamic, Islam.
Well, if you know a little bit about the Muslims, and I hate to use the word sometimes, but I'm going to be a little tiny bit offensive here. There are some Muslims that are really violent.
Yeah.
I mean, they're a violent people. And I hate when people say, oh, no, they're not. They're not. They are not, you know, as far as violent. And then they start reading out of the Quran. And then, I mean, you know, they, you know, read one passage and don't read the passage right next to it, you know. You know, and they take the context out of it. And like George Bush, I'm not going to go into it. You know, we'll get into that maybe next show if we have time today. we have stuff to do.
Well, that's probably, you know, he needs to try and be politics on that. He's plain politics on that. I don't think he's, you know, when he spoke about that, and when I was watching him, I think he was reading off the book. You know what I mean? I don't think that's what he believes. I mean, he didn't have a gut to say something. But anyway. Again, that's a different topic. Anywho, but Winston. So she should now go back or go back?
Go back. Win-win.
Go back. Dawn, so go back. We all agree on that one. She should go back. All right. But with the child services being so she should monitor. You know, their activities, you know what I mean? If the parents are going to take her out, let's say they bought, like, all of a sudden bought, like, one-way ticket to, like, Sri Lanka or whatever, whatnot, I mean, they should probably interfere, you know what I mean? It's like, whoa, hold on a second, you know what I mean?
Listen here.
So, anyway, and let's live it like that. We should, like, maybe all the Christians should pray for her.
Yeah.
Anyway, there you go. Actually, here in Wisconsin, the 13-year-old girl actually is charged in fatal stabbing over milk. This happens in Milwaukee, a 13-year-old Milwaukee girl. She stabbed her step-grandfather because he poured her milk down a drain and being held in a $150,000 bond. So the grandfather actually poured the milk down the drain, and she got mad and stabbed her. So she's actually appearing Tuesday in the Milwaukee County's Children's Court, and she is accused of the stabbing of 48-year-old Robert Moon. She stabbed her in the neck on Saturday after he allegedly poured out milk that she wanted for her cereal. It's not funny, but that's my cereal. Stab. Public defender Joe Jarrett says there's a family history that has required intervention from county officials, but declined to elaborate. Maybe that's a sick family. So the AP actually previously released the girl's name, but is no longer doing her age, you know, because of they don't really do that. Costello said he wants to protect her privacy because the case may get weighed back to juvenile court. Stabbing your grandfather because milk being poured down a drain. We don't know the history or the real story behind that. Maybe she is being abused or whatnot. We don't want to, you know, say anything. But Winston, let me go through with the, let me go to you real quick. 13-year-old stabbing her step grandfather over milk. What say you?
Wow. Y'all Baker here. I don't know. I don't know what to say.
You don't know what to say? Would you, I know that, you know, you've stabbed people over candy bars, but milk?
Yeah, I have.
That's my candy.
Yeah.
Give me my bed cat.
Yeah.
So... to be tried. I mean, I don't know what. I think she. I mean, the guy lived. I mean, I didn't say anything about him dying. Should she be tried to? See, the thing is, they don't know what to do with her now. I mean, she's trying to be in juvenile court. Yeah, they don't. They don't know what to.
Why would they?
I don't know. Juvenile court or real prison?
Real person. I think she needs to be child as an adult.
A real person? Are you kidding me? A 13-year-old girl? You think so?
Yeah, I think so because, well, it depends because it would be under a first-degree murder because it wasn't planned.
That would be attempted murder, though, if it's not, you know, if it's the guy's not dead.
Oh, the guy lived?
Yeah, that's the same. I'm going to die.
Well, I thought you said he died. You just, I mean, as soon as I heard, stabbed in the neck, you know, dead, you know. So,
yeah, what is actually, the thing is, I think, you know, there's no details whatsoever. There's no, you know, story behind it. And the public defender actually is saying, emphasizing that there's a family history that has required intervention from the past. You know, like, so maybe like, you know, they're kind of a, you know, they're not an average family. Maybe a 13-year-old, you know, maybe provoked to, you know, to do that such thing. Like maybe he doesn't, like maybe there's a mental, you know, illnesses behind that. You know what I mean? If that's the case, that's gonna be, you know, that's a different ball game there.
Exactly.
So what do you think, Don? 13-year-old stabbing her stepfather just for pouring the milk down the drain? Maybe it's the old milk, you know? Maybe she's trying to protect herself. Hey, this is an expired milk. Let's pour it.
Give me my milk!
Don, what say you? Do you have any comments?
When you mentioned that, one of the first thoughts that came to my mind is, was she on medicine?
That's
insane. Sometimes you can make you think that, you know, it's not good. What some of the medicines out there can create in the mind. Also, I think that she should have a minimum of 5 years, but it depends on the family history, if she has a family history of assaulting people. And I was thinking about, I don't know if you talked about it on your show, but I've seen in the news, I don't remember how old the children were, maybe 12 years old or 6 years old or what, but two kids were fighting over a sandwich, and they brought out a shotgun, and I think one shot the other over a sandwich. And that was, like, within the last week in the news. So,
wow. Wow, wow, wee,
wah. Yeah, yeah. Wow, 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 wow,
wee. Wow, wow, wee, wah. All right, let's move on, shall we now? Because there's, like, we got about, like, maybe 22 minutes to kill here. I'm not going to play any music tonight because it's Tuesday. You know, I don't really do shows on Tuesday, but last night, actually, we had to go somewhere and, you know, it's too late. But anyway, I'm not making an excuse.
Hey, Fernando.
Hey.
I guess I'm going to have to cut the show a little short, I guess, but I'm going to stay on for maybe 5 more minutes, and I'm going to head to bed. Okay, so.
Head to bed, man. You got to school tomorrow.
Yeah, I didn't want to hang up, and, you know, that'd be, where did he go? His phone went down.
Yeah, okay. Well, hang on for about 5 minutes, and then let's go on. Just say your prayers, go to bed, wear your jammies. Anyway, I'm going to do a social media, Web 2.0 news, and because I don't want to. I follow that and all that stuff. You know, if you have Facebook, actually, your Facebook inbox could soon get much more interesting. Really? So recently, actually, MySpace launched a new feature for its millions of users. You can go to @myspace.com and the webmail. You know, and while it's unclear if Facebook's actually plans to follow them, sooner or later, I don't know. But some features the social network is announcing this afternoon, actually. Not this afternoon, today, announced today, that they could make member inboxes a bit more interesting. By way of third-party applications, dun-da-da-dun! See, Facebook's all about applications.
Yep.
they actively introduced, Facebook introduced two new APIs. Those are inbox and notifications for users. So you're gonna be, it's gonna be run by the Adobe Air. So it's just like you're gonna have like, you know how like, do you have Gmail? Anyone has Gmail? I do, because that's the coolest inbox ever. That's not the coolest. The coolest is the Go Now Mail, right?
Yes.
Yeah, he's so tired in there. But anyway, so that's just a Web 2.0 news. I just want to share those. Nothing really biggie. So let's move on, shall we? Thank you very much. Okay. All right. Thank you. All right. Let's talk about this man convicted of groping Minnie Mouse in Orlando, Florida. 60-year-old man has been convicted, actually, from groping Minnie Mouse costume. His name is John William Moyer of Cressona, Pennsylvania. Actually, he told the judge that he's innocent. And his son said before censoring that his father would never inappropriately touch a woman. I don't think there's a woman in there. Sometimes they just put a guy in there. A 60-year-old tourist has been, convicted. I don't know how long he's going to. But he's actually convicted as a misdemeanor battery and sentenced to write the victim an apology to Minnie Mouse. Actually, he served 180 days probation and complete 50 hours community service. And also, the guy must pay $1,000 in court costs and possibly undergo a mental evaluation. Yeah, torture him with a bunch of Minnie Mouse costumes and all that. I don't know what to say to this. But misdemeanor and battery. And he needs to write an apology and then complete the 50 hours community. I don't know. It's 180 days probation. That's insane about jail time or anything like that. Let's go to you, Winston. Quick comments on this.
I don't know. They're psychotic, I guess. Psychotic, yeah. Basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
Why Minnie Mouse?
Yeah, why? Well, Daffy Duck is there, I know.
Porky Pig. No, wait a minute. That's a different, that's not Walt Disney. Porky Pig?
Yeah. That's
all.
That's
all. That's all about this. No, that's not work. Isn't that like something else? I can't think of it. But anyway, Don. Do we really know? I mean, it's that's like a costume, right? His son said that his father would never inappropriately touch a woman. I mean, how do we know it was a woman inside of that costume?
Huh? Well, I think that he might have seen the skirt and just went to fill in. Maybe he was drinking before that.
Yeah. Let's believe in alcohol.
I don't think he thought about that, that there's not a woman in there. I don't think he really thought about if there is or is not a woman in there. I think he just seen the skirt of Minnie Mouse and was, trying to fill on the mouse, not the person inside.
Oh, that's even sicker if it's a mouse, if it's going
Seriously.
For a mouse. Yeah. Look at that. A mouse in a skirt. Let's see what goes on under there. So he needs to go into if he's guilty. I mean, he needs to go into the mental, check for his the way I don't know. Maybe he's sick. He needs help and he needs a lot of prayer. Anyway, speaking of people who needs a lot of prayer, this guy's actually got caught. Yeah, robbing a burglary suspect actually caught in victim's underwear. This happens in Salem, Oregon. Is actually confronted inside a garage and was arrested wearing only underwear. Police said they weren't even his. Marion County Sheriff's deputy said that they responded to a call from a woman late Monday night who said her boyfriend had caught a burglar in their garage and was holding him for police. So the deputy said the man was wearing nothing but the woman's underwear. They later located large garbage bags full of women's clothing, underwear, shoes, and accessories in the suspect's garage in the same neighborhood. This guy's sick. Deputies charged a 47-year-old man with burglary, theft, criminal trespass, obsession with illegal fireworks. So what's up with the fireworks? So, sick? Do you think this guy's sick? Yeah. Okay. Winston, do you think this guy's sick?
Definitely.
Definitely, huh? With the fireworks and all that?
Oh, yeah.
In the middle of what? What are we at? August?
Yeah.
What's he doing with the fireworks? Yeah. So the guy's needs to, I don't know, he needs to go to mental hospital for this one. Anyway, inmate hit a gun in his fat, in a roll of fat. So this happens in Houston, Texas. Apparently, an obese inmate in Texas has been charged after official alert. He had a gun hidden under his flabs and in his own flesh. He's actually, what's his name? I don't know. This happened in Harris County Jail in Houston, Texas. And a 500-pound inmate, his name is George Vera, 25-year-old, hit a gun in his roll of fat. After the discovery, Vera was charged with possession of a firearm in a correctional facility. So, 500-pound man was searched during his arrest and again in the city jail and county jail, but the officer never found the weapon in his roll of skin. Wow. Bear admitted having a gun during a shower break at the county jail. So he smuggled the gun and, you know, into the cell, hit him under his roll of fat. So, what did he usually hide in their roll of fat? Winston, let me quick comments on this.
Food.
Food? Yeah, food, cigarettes.
Yes, toys.
But never a gun. He must have, I don't know how big is a gun. I think it's just a handheld gun, but or a 45 or whatnot. But could you imagine if I think the clumps would be able to hide, like, machine, you know, Uzi or machine gun in their roll of fat. So, don't you think so? Like,
yeah.
Clumps, you know, the movie Clumps?
Yeah.
So, and if maybe they will, you know, they can hide a baby in there. Or a car.
God forbid.
Maybe about a car? Yeah. Or even a house. I'm being ridiculous. Don, I mean, if you have like a heavily obese inmate, I mean, would you, let's say you work for a, you know, correctional facility, would you, you know, unfold their fat, see what's in there?
You have to.
Well,
yeah,
you have to.
Here, we'll bob your step over here.
Yeah. Yeah, step aside over here. How many rolls of fat do you have?
Let's count.
I don't know. I have like 6. Oh, man, I'm going to be here all day. I need a backup, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that you should, like, have backup, definitely. Because as you're, like, lifting the skin to look under that, they could roll the gun up all the way up.
Yeah, they could be hiding their comrade in there.
And then
Comrade, yeah. So you'd be like you're folding the skins up. Whoop, who is this? Oh, that's my wife.
Yeah.
that's a couch. I didn't want to have a couch, so I hid him in there. That's ridiculous. But anyway, yeah, they should be able to search us. It's like, you know, cavity check, you know, I mean.
Yep.
Should be able to hide that. You know, anyway, that's one more last news we're going to be talking about. Then we're going to head out and do a little bit of reading of some blogs. Actually, I have, 11 minutes, so we got to move on here. A Michigan man actually hit by a plane, a piece of metal that came from that fell from an airplane. This guy's name is Wissam Baydoun, 41 years old, was standing in his yard talking when a jagged aluminum piece hit him on the shoulder, leaving a bump. The Detroit Free Press reported, actually. Yeah, Baydoun, yeah, I know. Yeah, or maybe he's missing an arm. I don't know. But Baydoun told the newspaper that he thought his wife had thrown something at him, like they used. Yeah. Then thought the metal might be from his roof. But closer examination revealed that the piece came from a plane. The guy called the Federal Aviation Administration to report the fallen objects. Such incidents are reported 2 to 3 times a year in the Midwest, story said. So I don't know. They didn't give any detail on if they're going to compensate him or anything, compensate the guy. But I don't know. And he just left the bump. I mean, what's the odd of that, Winston? What is the odd of that in winning a lottery?
Whoa.
Compared to winning a lottery. Or getting struck by lightning twice. You know, what is that? Is it 1 in 1,000,000? 1 in 1,000,000,000,000? I don't know.
Close,
that could happen
to
you.
Very, 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 very close.
What do you think? Do you think, you know, he should, like, maybe get compensated or sue the company? I mean, if you're just a bump.
He has a lawsuit because I don't think anything's supposed to come off the plane. But accidents do happen. You know, you can't sue a plane for emergency landing.
That's true. What do you think, Don? I mean, do you think just for, you know, for the heck of it, you know, for a good deed, do you think airlines should, you know, compensate him for something?
Well, one of the first questions would be, has he been near an airport? When is the last time he was at an airport? Because, first of all, like, I mean, that would probably be from a detective, you know, point of view. But from my, my first thought was, he should be thankful that it didn't kill him, because if you're on the Empire State Building and you sit or drop a penny, it can go through somebody's head if it lands on their head. You know, it's more dangerous than a bullet. And if the airplane was way up high, that could have sliced him in half or, you know, sliced off a limb or killed him. So he should be thankful that he's still alive. And, you
that's
know, so
true.
That's what I think, like, a detective, though, may not see that the miracle of God, and they may say, you know, question him, like, how'd you just get a bump, you know, when's the last time you were at the, you know, the thing.
He doesn't
because,
say, yeah. It also
you know
doesn't
I mean?
Say how big it, how big a piece of metal. If it's a piece of metal, if it's going through, you know, like, you know, 3,000 feet or whatnot, you know, that high, I mean, if it hits you right in the shoulder, it would, you know, leave, you know, more than
I
a bump.
Think,
I agree with you.
So I think that he should be, I mean, like, if he wants to pursue it, so be it. You know, if they want to compensate him, so be it. But I think that he should just, even if he doesn't get compensation, he should just be thankful that he's still alive.
That's true.
That's what I think.
True.
I think that, like, you know, because money can't really replace the life. You know,
life
insurance is nice, but money, you know,
so
can't replace life.
That's right. I agree with you. So if you're heading to Mexico, actually, or Cancun Beach, some of the beaches out there have been closed because of the police accused the hotel owners of stealing sand. Yeah, like white sand. Yeah. So actually, you know, they close all the some of them, actually, not all of them. They actually accused of stealing sand. Five people were detained for allegedly pumping sand from the seafloor and into the beach in front of the hotel. So, that's what a story said. And police are also investigating the hotel's use of breakwaters to keep sand from natural flowing into the other hotel beaches, you know. Isn't that private property, though? I mean, if you're pumping, like, sand from, let's say, you have your own crew of pumping, you know, like a pump, you know, like a hose or whatnot, you know, pumping it from underwater, from under the beach, and pumping to your property. I don't think that's stealing. Would that be stealing?
Doubt it.
No?
Exactly, private property. You know, it might not be the best thing to do as far as the environment, but as far as at least
maybe they're breaking the rules. Some kind of a, you know, like breaking like a. I don't know, like, maybe natural, you know, resources or anything like that. And I know that we have a law here about, you know, for anything like that. You can't just, like, get rocks from the river, you know. You can get in trouble for that. But maybe they're breaking some you know, that kind of law in Mexico. I don't know what the law in Mexico, but, yeah, that's interesting. You know, it's like, where did you get your sand? Oh, I stole it.
Hey.
Yeah, Don. What? You know, is this gonna? You know, let's say you go on a vacation and you found out this hotel actually, you know, guilty of stealing sand from a natural resources down in the water or under the sea. I mean, would that turn you off?
I don't know. Maybe. I mean, like, it would be dangerous what they're doing. I mean, the issue of stealing sand is not the problem. The issue is like. Say that you're in like 2 feet deep water, right? You're walking with your kid and stuff like that, and they like just pumped out like 5 feet of sand.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know anything about it. You fall in a hole. You know, you could drown.
Yeah, that's okay. Then that's right.
Yeah, so I think that's dangerous. But as far as like from the seashore, people taking sand. You know, I mean, I understand that there's laws, but personally, you know, first of all, we have to obey. You know, we have to follow laws, but. But, like, God owns everything, you know.
Yeah. Well,
so, but,
Winston,
I mean, you shouldn't break a law, though, so.
Yeah, Winston, I mean, if you're a hotel owner, I mean, you would, you know, like, so you're losing sand. I mean, would you have done the same thing, though?
I could have bought it.
Bought it,
I really wanted it. Not steal it, you know.
Right.
Goodness.
Exactly.
I bet
right
sand cost $1 billion. No, I think
I
the pump
might cost
more.
That's true.
I think
that's true.
Are they willing to lose business? Were they not making much business anyway? You know, that's what I mean. Like, over there, yeah. You're going to close your business? I mean,
right.
Doesn't make sense.
Yep. So, hey, if you're going over there, man, you know, after if you're going to Cancun, you might want to ask the resort and say, hey, did you steal your sand? But anyway, we got to go. Thanks, Paul, for stopping by. When's your next show?
That will be Thursday at 9 p.m., Creation versus Evolution, The Facts, Part 3.
All right, it's Part 3. If you missed the Part 1 and Part 2, you can podcast that. You can go to blogtalkradio.com/WinstonPitt. Also, Dawn, what's new with Market America?
We have in our cosmetic line, we can make custom blend foundations, and we have an extra ingredient we can add to be a firming facelift kind of thing.
Right. You can sell, website now also, right?
Shopinsuperhighway.com. Yeah, we can provide websites for small to medium-sized business, even a sized business such as Kalahari. You know, you can just type that in on Google if you're not familiar with Kalahari. But that's a pretty big business, and we can handle that load with websites.
And also they actually going international to Philippines,
right?
Oh, yeah.
Market Philippines, we are looking forward to moving there, growing our business. We'll probably come back to build our business and work with our business partners here in America, but we're planning on doing that, but we're planning also on helping our family out in the Philippines. So hopefully, we'll find our business partners here in America before next year, and then we plan to possibly move to the Philippines or go to the Philippines next year. So,
all right, actually.
You there?
I don't know. Have a good night, Winston.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye.